is no, absolutely no basis for Trump making the assumption or the assertion that world opinion is favorable to his being anointed with the Nobel Prize. In fact, I think he's more likely to get the Nobel Prize for war rather than the Peace Prize, because currently Trump is involved in numerous wars, has rejected and negotiated settlements in Syria, has increased U.S. military presence in Afghanistan, is financing the war in Yemen, supporting Israel's wars against the Palestinians, and has pledged support to Israel's violation of the sovereignty of Lebanon and Syria, and looks toward a belligerent posture toward Iran. So I think this is a bad joke, and no one takes it serious. And I think the South Korean statement by President Moon is laughable, even in Seoul, where his comments are seen more as a way of flattering a demagogue than a bona fide expression of the feelings in South Korea. Moreover, I think it's very clear that Trump's forthcoming meeting with North Korea is doomed to failure, because he set up conditions which are totally unacceptable to North Korea, which is not likely to accept unilateral disarmament, unilateral submission to Trump, and sacrificing their relationships in with China. Trump is acting as if the world has been made according to his own vision, which is a distorted vision that you can threaten and bully countries into submission. Unfortunately, this has been encouraged by the kind of servile behavior of the Europeans, who have been tagging along with some of the most ridiculous policies. So I think the policies of accommodating Trump have been self-defeating, because instead of securing some mutual concessions, Trump interprets every acceptance in Europe and other countries as submission, rather than as the basis for reconciliation. And this, if you want to say, it's like encouraging a madman to proceed with his madness, rather than suggest he needs a straitjacket.